Chapter 31. Gary limped down the passage. The pistol was heavy, and the checkered grip rough in his hand. There was light showing under the study door at the end of the passage. It was unlocked. Garrick went in. Sean sat with his elbows on the desk, and his face in his hands, but he looked up as Garrick came in through the door. The scratches had already dried black across his cheek, but the flesh around them was red and inflamed. He looked at the pistol in Garrick's hand. "She's told you." There was no question or expression in his voice. "Yes." "I hoped that she wouldn't," said Sean. "I wanted her to spare you that, at least."
"Spare me?" Garrick asked. "What about her? Did you think of her?"
Sean did not answer. Instead, he shrugged and laid back tiredly in his chair.
"I never realized before what a merciless swine you are," choked Garrick. "I've come to kill you."
"Yes." Sean watched the pistol come up. Garrick was holding it with both hands. His sandy hair hung forward onto his forehead. "My poor Gary," Sean said softly, and immediately the pistol started to shake. It sank until Garrick held it still with both hands between his legs. He crouched over it, blubbering, chewing at his lips to stop himself. Sean started out of his chair to go to him, but Garrick recoiled against the door jamb.
"Keep away from me," he yelled. "Don't touch me."
He threw the pistol. The sharp edge of the hammer cut across Sean's forehead, jerking his head back. The pistol glanced off and hit the wall behind him. It fired, and the bullet splintered the panelled woodwork.
"We're finished," Garrick screamed. "We're finished forever."
He groped wildly for the door and stumbled out into the passage, through the kitchens, into the rain. He fell many times as the grass caught his peg, but each time he scrambled up and kept running. He sobbed with each step in the utter darkness of the night. At last, the growl of the rain-engorged Baboon Stream blocked his way. He stood on the bank with the drizzle blowing into his face.
"Why me? Why always me?"
he screamed his agony into the darkness. Then, with a rush of relief as strong as the torrent in the riverbed below him, he felt the moth flutter its wings behind his eyes. The warmth and the greyness closed about him, and he sank down onto his knees in the mud.